In about 15 minutes or so, we'll have open lines here on Coast to Coast for you. Ryan Wood earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Mathematics and Computer Science from California's Polytechnic State University. He has worked for Intel, Digital Equipment, Toshiba, and two Silicon Valley startups. He has developed and executed advertising and promotional campaigns, direct mail programs, telemarketing in both consumer businesses and industrial products, and currently manages the content of www.majesticdocuments.com and has completed a documentary titled The Secret. Ryan has also published two books and a CD-ROM dealing with the Majestic documents and their authenticity. As a UFO investigator with MUFON, he has chosen to specialize in the strategic problems of ufology, such as unquestionable proof, improved media acceptance, and is putting on this conference that I just mentioned that is coming up this weekend in Henderson, Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. Ryan, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great, George.
Good. You got everything finished for the conference and ready to go?
I wish I could say that, but, you know, I'm working late and trying to get the last few minutes, few things done.
Well, you will get it in place. And right before you get off with me this half hour, Ryan, we'll give out a phone number and a web address again for people who might want to go out there, because I'm sure you still have a few tickets left.
Oh, yeah,
don't
we
you?
Still have slots available.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the mission of this particular conference.
Well, I was frustrated with conferences that I was going to because they didn't focus on sort of the hardcore issue, and that was the nuts and bolts. And I wanted to see nothing but crash retrievals. And so I just decided, well, I'm going to put on a conference that just specializes in nothing but UFO crash retrievals. And as it is, we got seven or eight crash retrievals that are being discussed, and I've got seven or eight more in the wings for next year.
Anything profound that you think might be announced at the conference?
Well, the sort of new thing that's out is Bud Hopkins' 1963 crash retrieval north of Albuquerque, New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
where he has firsthand witnesses that drove alien bodies in an ambulance down to a hospital and x-rayed them, and the military came in and swept it all up, including the bed sheets and the ambulance guts. And that's actually a very interesting news story.
I guess he's got some videotape of some firsthand interviews about that episode as well, doesn't he?
Right, he does. He does. So that's definitely going to be very new. My father, Dr. Robert Wood, is sort of completed a long mission on authenticating the Special Operations Manual, Extraterrestrial Entities, Technology, Recovery, and Disposal. And that manual in and of itself is so arresting in its content that you go, oh, my God, if this is real, then they've got all sorts of different types of alien bodies and crash wreckage and on, and they have a whole process for managing and collecting it and hiding it. And so the core question becomes, can you believe that this manual is real?
You have devoted a great deal of your career now to the Majestic documents, of course, documents of the Majestic 12, a group of people years ago, and who knows, there may still be a similar type group today, who were given the mission of trying to unravel this UFO situation during the late 40s. The information that you've been working on for so many years now, Ryan, do you find this to be a difficult search for you, or has it come easy?
It depends on what I'm working on, but in general, I find it pretty easy and straightforward. You know, you take a certain document and you say, well, how do I know this is real? And you go through a series of testing questions and follow the procedures that the FBI would or question document examiners would, and you come up with a score, really, about a document, and then you can decide that it's, you know, I'm highly confident that it's real and authentic, or it needs more research, or I don't know what to make of it.
Now, your father, of course, retired aerospace engineer. Did he get you interested in the search for not only these documents, but also the ufology as well?
Yeah, it's definitely it's all his fault. Stan Friedman came to dinner when I was 15 years old, and I'm now 48. So I've known Stan for a long, long time and been in touch with the UFO field, but very much in touch since about 1994 when the Special Operations Manual was leaked into the public domain. And the majestic cadre of documents is so large now. You know, we have 2,000 or 3,000 pages. We got 8 or 9 different sources spanning 20 years. There's a lot to work with.
How strange. Stanton Friedman had a lot to do with my career to get into broadcasting and to investigate UFO reports when I was 21 years old.
Wow.
So he's come across our lives. He might be one of those angelic angels or something. angels. Ryan, are you convinced that this government has obtained crashed UFO material?
Totally.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it, yeah. Actually, there's a talk that I'm giving called Evidence from the Archive, where we talk about Project Moondust, which is a fully disclosed government project, and it's primarily designed to pick up Soviet stuff that falls out of the sky.
Sure.
But 3 or 4 of the witnesses that we've interviewed that have been officers and field operatives say, well, you know, every 6 months or a year or so, we come across something that's clearly extraterrestrial. And one of the declassified documents talks about a 1975 Bolivian recovery where they found in Bolivia a 2-meter by 4-meter sort of ellipsoid craft that was clearly out of this world. And the document's right there in the declassified record. And then the witnesses, too, which we found, say, I was there, too. We lifted it up, put it on a truck. We couldn't figure it out. It was shipped off to Wright-Patterson, and we went about our business.
The jury is still out on the Kecksburg, Pennsylvania episode because, you know, there is one camp that believes that whatever fell here was extraterrestrial. And then there's another group that believes it might have been a retrieved Soviet capsule or satellite. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't studied that much. I've been deferring to Stan. Stan Gordon.
And he'll be at the conference too, right?
Absolutely, and talking about that, he's going to share sort of the next level of detail that wasn't seen on the sci-fi program
a couple weeks ago.
And what I like about that case is, you know, here's hundreds of witnesses that see something go down, and they see the military take an intense interest, and there's no denying that. So you can step away from it and say, well, they clearly have a process and a procedure to identify potential UFO crashes or crashes, cordon off the area, scoop up the evidence, keep everybody quiet, and be ready for the next one.
Well, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, 40 years later, you know, come forward if it's a Soviet satellite that came crashing to Earth, and you know, we retrieved it. If it indeed hit in our country, we've got every right to it. In you know, what's the big deal today to tell us that's what it was? And they haven't done that, have they?
No, they haven't. And they're fearful of some sort of disclosure or problem, and the Majestic documents talk about this a little bit. They talk about sort of 5 different things that could go wrong that could be bad. One is sort of a religious overreaction.
Mm-hmm.
One is a political reaction in that, well, you know, is this a trick by the Republicans to, you know, gain votes, things like that. Another
or Democrats.
Yeah.
Or Democrats.
Right.
Who depends on who's in power at the time.
That's right. And then the big one that I think is hot is public trust. I mean, we already don't trust our government very much. And public trust in the political institutions is going to be eroded and held in disrepute. You know, we announced we've been lying to you all this time, and it's going to be a bad scene. Initially, people may yawn, but as more people dig in and start to understand, then there's going to be hell to pay. Somebody's going to pay the hell.
Well, somebody may have to pay, but I tell you what, it is, we are overdue for full disclosure. You know, Stephen Greer has been shouting that for a number of years now. Stephen Bassett, who ran for Congress and the Baltimore area, has been screaming for full disclosure. And even though with a number of so-called witnesses, still nothing has come forward in a very strong organized governmental basis worldwide. And I don't know why they're still holding back if it's all true. Why?
Right. Well, the other idea is that somehow monetary and financial institution would suffer. You know, imagine what would happen if you parked a flying saucer over the Western grid and suddenly supplied the entire grid with free electricity.
And, yeah.
And how that would change the dynamics of stocks and utilities and energy. And I think they could do that. There's been plenty of cases of that.
Well, we look forward to broadcasting live in Las Vegas this Friday with a number of guests, in addition to, of course, having Linda Moulton Howe with me.
Right.
This is at the Sunset Station Hotel and Casino, which is in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is really the portion of Henderson, Nevada, right?
That's right.
And that is November 14th through the 16th. Your website, which people can get information on this conference if they want to go out there.
MajesticDocuments.com, and you can still register online and see the speakers and more detail, and come.
All right. Barring an abduction by a UFO, I'll be out there.
Cool.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
In a moment, I'll be back. We'll open up the phone lines. We've got open lines for you up until the top of the hour. I'm George Norrie. Back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.
Subscribe to the After Dark newsletter and reserve your free CD of Art Bell and the late Father Malachi Martin. 888-727-5505.
Change your mind. I watch the world.